a scandal of Olympic proportions got bigger today. Salt Lake City was already buzzing about potentially non-judicious judging in the pair's figure skating event on Monday. Now it has been revealed that the referee of the event, Ron Fenning, is among those uncomfortable with the results. Fenning sent a letter to the International Skating Union after Monday's competition, in which a Russian pair won the event, even though it appeared to many that they'd been outskated by a Canadian couple. Well, today, the head of the skating union admitted that he was embarrassed by the pair's results. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
International Skating Union President Ottavio Cinquanta held a news conference today that seemed more like a court proceeding. Reporters hammered Cinquanta like prosecutors. How could Canadian skaters Jamie Soleil and David Pelletier not win the gold medal after a performance that appeared both artistically and technically better than the winners, Yelena Berezhnaya and Anton Sikhorelidze? Was it a case of judging mischief? Cinquanta offered few details, but he admitted there was more to the story than just criticism by the media and many skating fans.
There is an allegation regarding the possible pressure on judges for the result of this competition.
The allegation came from the man who oversees the competition, Chief Referee Ron Fenning of the United States. There were other allegations, says Cinquanta, but the one from Fenning was the most important. Fenning says he's waiting for a legal go-ahead from the skating union, the ISU, before he speaks publicly. Cinquanta would not give details of the allegation, but he did say the person or people being accused issued a denial. The ISU will discuss the judging at a regularly scheduled meeting next Monday. Cinquanta promised tough action if it's warranted, and although he doesn't have the power to overturn the result, he says that's not absolute.
I say it's very, very difficult, but the ISU regulation is not printed in the ISU regulations that a result cannot be changed.
The controversy is the latest in a sport that's had its share of judging scandals. At the 1988 Winter Games, the men's figure skating result was called into question, as was the women's final in 1994. Scandals go back as far as 1908, when the first Olympic figure skating competition was actually held in the Summer Games. Today, Cinquanta was asked if the ISU's current investigation would remedy the problems once and for all.
We are on the eve, let's say, of a possible revision of the judging system, of a possible, because we have to check it.
At the same time, the Canadian Olympic Association has asked the ISU for an independent inquiry. The Russian delegation in Salt Lake City remains adamant that Berezhnaya and Sikhorelidze are the rightful champions. That's obviously the consensus in the skaters' home of St. Petersburg as well, with two notable exceptions, the parents of Russian-born U.S. figure skater Peter Chernyshev.
I talked to my parents right after the event, and they said that they like the Canadian program better.
That puts them at odds with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He sent a telegram to the gold medalists offering his sincere congratulations on a brilliant victory. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.